Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. In fact, the Bible says that he was rich. But even though he was rich, he had lots of money, we find that he was empty in his heart and his soul. He was searching. He was seeking to see who Jesus was. There are a lot of people just like him today. They might have lots of money. They may be very successful in the world's eyes, but in their heart, they're empty.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
I love the story about Zacchaeus because I can identify with this man. I mean, this man was a businessman, if you will, but he was seeking, he was searching because he was empty on the inside. And I find that even though he was a chief tax collector, the Bible says he was rich, but yet I find that he's still empty in his heart. In other words, all the money that he had, which he gained dishonestly, by the way, by cheating people, and there are people like that today, but even though he had all this money, he was still empty on the inside. But one day, Jesus was passing through Jericho, and Zacchaeus was not going to miss the opportunity, and he sought to see who Jesus was. Praise God that he did. And his life would never be the same. You know, Jesus, why did he come? He came for souls. That was his mission. And that's why the church is here today, to help men find their way, to help people who are bound and oppressed by Satan's grip, to preach Christ crucified, risen, and coming again. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. This is why he died at Calvary's cross, to make a way for lost humanity. In fact, this is the mission of Christ. I like Luke chapter 4, and we can read in that the mission of Jesus. As we see in the 18th verse, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Have you ever been brokenhearted? Jesus has come to heal your broken heart, to heal your broken and empty spirit. It says to proclaim liberty to the captive, or in other words, to preach deliverance to those that are bound, and recovery of sight to the blind. And we're not talking about just physical blindness, but we're talking about spiritual blindness. Before I was saved, I was blind spiritually. I could not see. I did not understand the spiritual truths of God or his word, because I was not saved. To set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. My friend, today is the day of salvation. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. Don't wait till tomorrow. But right now, you can know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can experience his abundant grace and his love and his mercy right now by saying yes to him and asking God to forgive you of your sins. You see, Jesus, who did he come for? See, Jesus came to save the rich, like Zacchaeus. He came to save the poor. He came to save the educated and the uneducated. He came to save the black, the white, the brown, the yellow, the red. He came for all. He came because he loves you. In other words, I'm saying this, that Jesus came for you. That's right. He came for you. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." There's not one that hasn't sinned. There isn't one that doesn't need Jesus in their life. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I find that Zacchaeus had all of the money and riches, but he was still empty on the inside. Nothing can fill the void except Jesus.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.